96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisited us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I have no clue what it is you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that do. And that you decided to do that do with me. It is a Friday. Bim. The people them tired, awaken, badum. Y'all always want me to say the part. They hear the disco play it. Not yet. Y'all do some more. Mr. Davis wake this morning. And then we'll let y'all off the hook. But as for right now, that's all that's happening right now, okay? I'm in studio. I don't know why someone would be calling my phone at 11 o'clock in the day, because the only place I could be is on air. And, all right. Anyway, so I'm talking a little bit this morning. We talked about politics and all of the things that's been going on around here, et cetera. And I thought I wanted to talk about something a little different this morning, but before I do that, I got a little bit of housekeeping to do. Today, believe it or not, is my grandfather's 96th birthday. Yes, 96 years old he is today. I happen to share a name with him. So I am leaving, he is leaving, my daddy is leaving. And so I wanna say happy birthday to my grandfather, the Bishop, Levin Kelson Miller from Mini Street and Cordo Avenue. And for those of you that have a sense of bewilderment every time I tell you that he's alive, believe it or not, he's very alive and very well. And probably going to be in the garden doing some farming at some point today, because it is the thing that he does, I guess, and anybody that tries to do it, he is prepared to end their life at the end of a spear tip or sword or something to that effect. And it is because it is the thing that keeps him calm, and he doesn't want any help with it at his age. And so if you know him, please don't go to the house, but you know, drive by the corner, drop him one little $5 because he really likes $5 and $10. You could do that for the Bishop, or you could call him at the house if you know the house number, or you could call his daughter Deanne and tell her whatever it is you want to say to her, or whatever you want to do. The Bishop is there. He's as strong as could be. And to my granddaddy again, happy birthday. Tomorrow will be my dad's and my uncle's birthday. Yeah. And I put them in a line. And tomorrow will be my dad's and his twin brother's birthday. I told you this all before, and if you're tired of hearing it, hey, tough titty, I'm the one with the microphone, right? So my dad's twin brother, you know him, Apostle Kelson Miller is what they call him. His name is Kelson Henry Miller. That's the name in his passport. He's going to be older tomorrow. I don't remember how old he's going to be. 59, I think it is. So if you know Apostle Miller, you could feel free to reach out to him. Of course, he stays at the church quite often, and if you have his cell phone contact, you could feel free to do that as well. And then after that, the day after that, see, my granddaddy spent some time on the contract. And so a lot of his children either born in October or November, which suggests that contract baby get made around the same time. And so my Aunt Jerry will be having a birthday the day after, which will be the 31st of October. And she will be gracefully, wonderfully years old. That is all. That is all I'm allowed to say. But if you know my auntie, Geraldine Lewis, she is going to be having a birthday. And you can feel free to just pour gifts on top of her if you know her. And if you know her, you know the kind of gifts she would like. All right. So I've done that. Thank you. I've gotten that out of the way. I'm here this morning with LaToya Hannah Moxie. We're talking about the monetization of social media. How are we breaking into this orange economy? Because with all of the talk about VAT and the increase in VAT and the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we have to think about the fact that taxing our way out of this pandemic, taxing our way into this new economy will not work. We will have to create new industries. The Bahamas, like everywhere else in the world, is going to be grappling with the challenges of the pandemic for years to come. Coupled with our challenge there, the Bahamas is going to be challenged with recovering from the aftermath of Dorian. And it's going to take young people with creative minds to get things like the orange economy going, to get things like the blue economy going and the green economy and all of the other fancy colors that they put in this little rainbow of ways to stimulate the economy. What I found is many people don't even know how to get it started. A lot of people don't know what to do. A lot of people don't know who to call, who to see. It's like Steve Harvey has a joke. Steve Harvey says the thing he liked about Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson had a giraffe. Yeah, think about that. You don't even know who to call about a giraffe. Yeah. But when you think about the science around the statement, right, it's true. A lot of times the reason you aren't better than you are, I heard Chivago Lang said something the other day that I thought was interesting. He said, the reason you're not making more money is because you're not thinking about more money. I completely disagree with that. The reason most of you aren't making more money is because you don't know how to. And you don't know who to connect yourself with to cause that to happen. And you don't know who to call to get the thing done in your head done that would make you more money. You probably have a brilliant idea in your head right now. The difficulty with that is, as brilliant as that is, the only person that has ever heard it is the two people that you sit at the watering hole with. And those two people don't know anybody. And so now you have this sparkling idea in your head, and the reason you can't find access to financing is because you don't know who to call about that. And even if you did know who to call about financing, you don't know who to call to get started. That's why I call people that know these things. And so LaToya Hannah Moxie is in studio with me this morning. LaToya, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you enjoy that little opening salvo there that I gave you?
That was a lot.
Yeah. And so she's also in studio wearing one of my favorite fragrances, by the way. She's wearing La Vie à Bulle, ladies and gentlemen. And tell the people, I identified it from the staircase.
You did.
See that? Because I don't mess around. All right, so LaToya, we're talking about the monetization of social media. I see there's some things happening now with Facebook. Mm-hmm. They are obviously evolving again. That means new opportunities. Out of every evolution of social media, new opportunities will present themselves. These days, it's so interesting. Governments of the world are actually finding it necessary to document themselves on Facebook, believe that or not, right? Facebook is a planet.
Yep.
And so that must mean that there are money-making opportunities to be had there. But people don't know about them. People don't know how to go about them. People don't know what exactly to do. And then there is the confusion of the varying platforms, albeit many of them owned by the same one platform.
Yes.
You have the people like me that couldn't give a frisbee about Instagram, right? I don't care about Instagram. It's too, in my mind, it's too invasive. I think it's very pretentious. Like, I have to always be picture ready. Yes, filter. I'm not interested in that. And I'm a wordy person. I'd rather just tell you what I think, right?
Okay, we're gonna get into that.
And so I found that for me, Facebook is my platform.
Okay.
I've also found that apparently I'm 100 years old because only people that are 100 Facebook.
Pretty much.
How do people like me and people that are listening put all that into context so that it makes sense, first of all? Because if it makes sense, then maybe you can translate the stake on that platform into dollars.
Well, thanks for having me on, first of all. Mm-hmm. the world of social media marketing, digital marketing, affiliate marketing, like, it's just so big, mm-hmm. and it's evolving. So the first thing I want to say is anyone that's interested in a field of marketing, I mean, the sky is the limit, because okay. every single day there's some new niche that's coming, that's happening, where you can jump on and really explore and take your clients and take their brand and their business. But Facebook is looking into changing their name to the Metaverse, which is a virtual world. It's kind of scary.
It is kind of scary.
Because now you're going to have avatar to teleport, and then you're going to have virtual cheating.
Mm,
and
yeah.
It's going to be a lot to take on to someone who is not tech savvy. And then you also, I mean, I look at it this way too. You're going to have more in-app purchase, another way for you to spend more money right. with them. It makes me question as well that crash that we had a couple of weeks ago, like, it's even more strange and sneaky right. now. Like, right. is this what you guys were
Yeah, that they want to let you know that you need us.
Like, literally, your identity is now attacked the virtual world, social mm-hmm. media. Mm-hmm. When you look at platforms like Facebook and Instagram, you can't have one without the content creator.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who's just dabbling in it for personal reasons, sure, it doesn't matter. You could have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many social media platforms. The first thing I always tell people is, if you are looking to grow a business, mm-hmm. so let's separate it. If you want it for kicks, mm-hmm. kicks and giggles.
Yeah.
Personally, you
I
can,
like that.
Well, you know, you gotta keep the explicit yeah. to a minimum. But if you're looking for a personal use, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the world's an oyster. You can choose, pick, choose, and refuse which mm-hmm. platform you want. Play around with it, dabble in it. But if you are serious about growing your business and eventually monetizing in other ways, mm-hmm. then you need to find the platform that works best for you.
Mm.
You said at first that Facebook is something you...
Yeah, yeah. Because I write.
Yeah, you find... and so for someone like you, Facebook has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So but for a lot of
not
people,
that long, like it's 11 been, years.
Well, in virtual years, like think about like dog million? Years, yeah. you know, it's like it's a long time. When you think back to the platforms like Hi5, for instance, like how long ago was that?
Yeah, yeah.
MySpace.
1,000 years.
How long ago, you know?
2,000
It's like
years.
Archaic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you think about when Facebook first came around, you go back to your first original post, you're like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That puts it in perspective mm-hmm. for you when you look at when you want to age it. But finding the platform that works best for your business is the first thing that you need to research okay. or do your legwork on.
Mm-hmm.
And you have platforms like Twitter, you have Facebook, you have LinkedIn, you have Instagram, you have Snapchat, you have Clubhouse, you have Patreon. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on which platform you feel like works best for your product and service, that's where you need to start.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm going to use Instagram as the platform of choice,
because sure.
that's the one that I and I'm engaged with for the most part. And I think that between Instagram and YouTube, you have good monetization value in
okay.
both.
Okay.
And
so those are the two good monetizing
yes.
ones. YouTube. You
can actually monetize almost every platform.
Mm-hmm.
There are different ways to monetize each platform.
Okay.
So we'll start with the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest would be in order for you to have an Instagram, a business or creator account, you have to have a Facebook account.
Right.
So you can't have one without the other.
Okay.
So if you hate Facebook, well,
Instagram's not
you're
going
to have to unhate it.
Yeah.
If you want to make money. Because Facebook has now acquired Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That sucked for a lot of us who hate Facebook.
You're anti-Facebookers.
Yeah, but the good thing about it is you can actually sync the two platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to see the light of day on Facebook ever.
Okay.
As long as you sync your two platforms together, once you post on Instagram, it automatically posts on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
If you create an ad on Instagram, it's automated towards mm-hmm. Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't ever have to log into Facebook, ever, ever, ever. Even when you look at the business suite side of Facebook,
mm-hmm.
You can actually do promos and ads through Instagram, and they automatically equate to Facebook promos and ads.
Okay.
So there's, again, it's a huge world. Monetizing Instagram can be a little tricky for us in the Bahamas if we don't have a VPN. So the first thing is switch your Instagram account from a personal account to a business account.
Okay.
So you either need to be a creator or a business.
So you need to switch the account to a business account.
Yes, either a business or creator.
Now, are there any penalties or expectations of business accounts?
No, actually, everything provided.
Just click the button?
Yeah, you just switch. You just switch. Okay. Because what you're doing is when you're from switching your account from a personal to a business or personal to a creator, you're allowing a larger audience to be able to reach you.
Mm.
Because now you are creating a demographic for you, whatever
you're
offering.
So your own little city.
Your own little planet, city, settlement.
Because if it's going to be a metaverse.
Exactly.
This is your city.
You need to be able to. You have to be searchable.
Okay.
And they create subcategories of the business that you are or product or service that you're offering, and in that, so they'll ask you which industry that you mm-hmm. represent.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go and you move past all of that, then you start with building your platform.
Okay.
So you start with content creation.
Mm.
The good thing about Instagram, once you move from personal to business or personal to content to creator,
mm-hmm.
you have immediate access to analytics.
Okay.
That is the driving force to monetize your platform.
Analytics. Go on.
Yes. So in your once you switch from business to sorry from personal,
from personal
to, business
to business
or
mm-hmm.
personal to creator, you automatically start picking up analytics. How many persons you've reached. How far your reach is. So
mm-hmm.
that means your reach is how many persons are actually stumbling across or viewing your page.
Right. And that is whether intentionally or unintentionally.
Intentionally. It could be both.
Okay.
It could be both.
Okay.
It could be organic. The algorithm always changes.
Okay.
So however and whoever finds your page, it determines by several different factors and
mm-hmm.
the algorithm changes all the time. But once your page becomes searchable and you start creating a reach, you then start realizing how many persons you are being exposed to.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea of, okay, so now I have the attention of a certain type of demographic. Now I can start selling or showing what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you were to get a VPN, and this is where it gets tricky, because again,
VPN, mm-hmm.
this is the only way to do it. One of the first ways to monetize your Instagram is to add Instagram shopping.
Mm.
This is one of the most personless, I know it's a weird word,
mm-hmm.
but personless ways of monetizing, meaning you don't have to collaborate with anyone. You don't need partnerships with anyone. It's all you. If it's a product or a service that you're offering, you can monetize that by adding Instagram shopping.
Right.
So let's say, I don't know, you sell coffee.
Right.
And you want people to come on your page and look at all this beautiful coffee that you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
How can they buy it through Instagram?
Right.
So you set up Instagram shopping.
Okay.
VPNs in the Bahamas is really a thing. VPNs around the world because of the region we're in, we're geo-blocked.
Okay.
And geo-blocked, for those that may not know, means that they basically put a lid on top of the pot.
Okay.
No one can smell what you're cooking.
Okay.
That's basically what geo-blocked is.
Okay.
So in order for us to bypass that, you have to have access to literally the World Wide Web. And the only way to do that is to add a VPN. And that's a paid cost. It can cost you anywhere from $69 a year to, I don't know, it depends on.
So about $100 a year.
Give or take.
Yeah.
It depends. Some,
mm-hmm.
some, all VPNs aren't created equally.
Okay.
But I don't suggest it for, because, you know, you can use VPNs for unscrupulous things. But
okay.
for business purposes.
You mean like just, mango season?
Well, just hiding your identity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just hiding your identity, which I don't encourage anyone to do.
No
but,
problem.
But if you're using it for good, you're going to be able to put yourself in a region that allows you to create Instagram shopping, because Instagram shopping is not available in our region. Now, here's another way it gets tricky. We are now a taxable platform entity or country.
Right.
Meaning with inland revenue, now they're taxing all of your ads. So anytime you create an ad, even though you have a VPN that says that you are based virtually
mm-hmm.
in the United States, your business information will still say you're based in the Bahamas.
Okay.
So you still have to put your TIN number in. You still have to be accountable to Inland Revenue for VAT purposes if you're making XYZ amount of money.
Okay.
Right? So setting up Instagram shopping is one way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first way.
Mm-hmm.
And with Instagram shopping, you can actually tie that to Facebook also.
Okay.
So you can create a catalog of sorts. And people, instead of going to a website, instead of DMing you, they can shop right on Instagram. That's
okay.
the first way.
And so that takes away the person to person. You only need
yes.
to meet them in the parking lot,
exactly.
that kind of stuff. Okay.
Now, where it gets challenging for us, again, and this is where I'm hoping that our e-commerce industry catches up with the rest of the world very quickly,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of challenges with creating gateways for payment. So when you do start getting monetized, and people or people are interested in purchasing something that you're selling, it's a little difficult for them to do that because our bank account, our banks don't provide a lot of the gateways that's easy. Let me say that, easy and convenient. There are new gateways that are coming up. Like one of the main platforms is Canoe.
Cash apps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's several, but for small businesses and new startups, it's the fees are kind of out of their, mm-hmm. you know. And when you do business in the U.S., you don't really have to pay fees for those sorts of things. You pay for sites like Squarespace, Shopify, Wix, and all that stuff, and you just put in your U.S. bank account information and boom, you're done. The middle
that doesn't happen here.
No, okay. Unfortunately. So, and herein enters the wonderful world of PayPal. So that's where that is the most convenient platform.
PayPal.
Yes, gateway for you to receive, request, send, receive money whenever you are being monetized.
Is that taxable?
Everything is taxable.
Okay. I just want to make sure people know exactly what all they go to Bahamas government for.
Well, PayPal has its own taxes for starters.
Okay.
To receive and send money, you're going to be taxed.
Like, okay.
Probably more than the Bahamas government taxes you, really. Okay. But it's one of the only hassle-free ways for us to exchange goods, services,
transfer
money, and all
money
that
and
stuff.
Service.
Exactly. Sure. So now that this is going to be like a crash course.
Okay. And if you want to do the entire course, you can feel free to call me. The subscription is $39.99.
Actually, even though you're joking, that's a real thing. You can actually monetize by offering online courses as well.
Okay.
So on your platform, you can monetize. You can use your platform to do online courses. And sell
I don't want to offer the course. I want them to call me so I could tell them how to call you, and I want to charge them $39.99 to do it.
Oh, you want a commission. I got it. Okay. So an easy way to monetize your social media, mm-hmm. and we're going to get to YouTube in a minute because that's a whole other kettle of fish.
Sure.
But it is the fastest, most best, convenient way to monetize. Mm-hmm. But back to Instagram and Facebook, another way to monetize is collaborations, sponsored ads. As an influencer, mm-hmm. I don't know if the listening audience is aware, there are two different types of influencers. There's a micro-influencer and there's a macro-influencer, mm-hmm. meaning small and big. Mm-hmm. So the small influencer has about roughly 1,000 followers, give or take, or less than 5,000. And your macro-influencer has upwards of 100,000 followers. Now, a lot of companies look for influencers based on quantity of numbers, quantity of followers, as opposed to quality of followers.
Mm, okay.
And that I'm finding that trend is shifting now. Okay. We're now looking at the quality of followers versus the quantity.
Right.
I wish, again, the Bahamas would catch up with that thought because that's a trend that's happening around the world. There was a recent survey poll done that says that 70% of businesses are now choosing nano or micro influencers over macro influencers because they are more interested in the quality of service and followers versus the quantity.
Okay.
Meaning, if I have 100 persons following me
and
I'm engaging with them every day and they believe in whatever it is I'm selling, the likelihood of them seeing an ROI on investing into what I am offering my followers is greater than someone who has over 100,000 followers, where you can track the reach, but where's the ROI on that?
I get you.
So we're moving into that direction now where a lot of companies are looking at more intentional influencers and even ambassadors.
Yeah.
So when you look at monetizing your brand or your social media, Instagram, like for instance, your talk show. Mm-hmm. If you want to monetize that with sponsored ads, you can do paid partnerships. So again, if let's say Starbucks, for instance, is a coffee that you drink every single day, on your social media, you can actually do a paid partnership where Starbucks will pay you to post.
Mm.
So that's another way. Mm. So you do paid partnerships and sponsored ads.
Also, what about if you have like a favorite watering hole? Could the watering hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as they have a social media page, that's all you need. And if as long as their social media page is a business page, it can't be a personal page. Like you can't have Johnny's,
local
store
community
on the
watering
block,
hole. Yeah.
And it's not a business page. Okay. No, you cannot. I mean, they can actually still pay you. Mm-hmm. They're not monetizing you virtually. Monetizing is a lot different from that cash in hand experience, obviously. So what you have to consider is the company that you are doing business with. As a nano influencer or a micro influencer, you get to set your price list for posts, for mentions. You go on lives, you go on stories. So again, I'm going to use Instagram as my example. But if you have stories, some people can charge a minimum of $50 a story.
Okay.
Some charge 20, some charge 100. Mm-hmm. It depends on the type of influencer. It depends on their reach, their engagement, the following. So you can actually charge, if you, as we are talking now, if you wanted to have a highlight on your stories with you and Joe Schmo Coffee, mm-hmm. you actually can say, okay, in order for me to highlight this coffee, I'll give you 3 stories and I charge $20 per story.
Okay.
That's another way to do it as well.
And stories are the little things that float across.
The little circle, the little bubbles that are on the top of your feed.
Yeah.
And then you go into from circles to
squares. I use mine
for
fodder and filth.
Which is fine. But you go from circles to squares, you go to your posts, mm-hmm. and you can charge per post. Mm. And again, you have to be able to quantify why you are charging, how much you're charging. Mm-hmm. So it's always best to build a content and a base so that when you go to someone and say, hey, look, I'm great at what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm an expert. I want the opportunity to have you pay me to advertise or showcase your stuff. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to build quality content. You can't have a page filled with randomness. It has to be dedicated towards something specific, and that's what influencing is about.
Okay.
When you are looking to monetize the influencer side of it, you have to be consistent in that narrative all throughout your page. Mm. So you can't come on one day and talk about scripture verses and then...
And Tupac Shakur tomorrow.
Yeah, no, you can't really do that. I mean, and expect to be taken seriously when it comes to being monetized. Mm-hmm. So finding, sometimes based on your content, brands find you.
Okay.
And so when brands find you, you should already have an ad rate sheet that mm-hmm. you offer to them, and you let them know exactly these are the terms and conditions, and you seal the deal. So that's another way to monetize.
Okay.
So the first way is Instagram shopping. Second way is through paid partnerships and collaborations, influencer marketing. Mm-hmm. Then you move over to some other platform like Patreon. Patreon, which actually would be a good platform for you to consider. Patreon is like a no-holds-barred place where you can say any and everything without being censored. And it's membership only.
And we assume that I would be good at that.
Yeah.
Go on.
From my experience of listening to you, I think Patreon would be the best place for you.
I'm happy that you know me.
Yeah, because it's literally like you don't have to, you're not, it's uncensored.
It's a good place to be unleashed.
To be whatever you want to be. You mm-hmm. can say a lot of things. And the good thing about Patreon is it's membership only. So let's say if you have some salacious topic that you wanted to talk about on the show and you start talking about it, but you don't want to share, you're teasing people on your show, mm-hmm. to give them the rest of the story, they will have to go on to Patreon to hear the story.
Okay.
So you go live as well, same podcast type format. Mm-hmm. And depending on how deep the topic is, you can charge. Mm. So if I could pay $1 if I want to hear about...
Yeah.
The rainbow.
Yeah.
And I will pay you $10 if I want to hear about...
About where exactly I'm going to put this rainbow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So Patreon allows you to do that. And so, like I said, there are different platforms that allow you to monetize them in certain ways that benefit you. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to YouTube.
That's the one everybody likes.
Yeah. So YouTube is the one that you're going to need a drink for at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah?
Because a lot of people have this misconception that it's extremely easy to monetize YouTube. It's not.
Okay.
When you think about the numbers, yeah, for sure. Hypothetically, it's extremely easy to monetize mm-hmm. it. But it takes time, it takes patience, and it takes learning. Sometimes I even suggest people take courses to monetize it.
To monetize YouTube.
Exactly.
Go on.
So I'll give you a very, very, very quick crash course in how to monetize YouTube.
Sure.
So the first thing you need to have is a YouTube channel.
A YouTube channel.
Let's start there. Mm-hmm. So in order for you to have a YouTube channel, you have to have one of the Gmail accounts.
Okay.
So it could be, well... I believe it's only Gmail. I'm not sure if you can have one of the Live or Hotmail or Yahoo. But I know for a fact that you definitely have to have
Gmail.
Okay. That's the best way. And I'll explain to you why it's best to have Gmail later. But when you are looking to start with monetizing YouTube, mm-hmm. you need to make sure that once you have your personal email address set up, you have to have your Google page set up as well, mm-hmm. so that you are searchable.
Googleable. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then you have to, once you log in, you go to your top right corner. You click on your name.
Oh, you're telling them how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A quick crash course.
Go on.
You click on your name. And this is actually just helping you realize that you're not monetizable. That
right.
This is me telling you that where I'm showing you to go, you're not being monetized.
Okay.
And these are the things you need to know in order to
become monetized.
Mm-hmm. So you got to go into your settings. Mm-hmm. And then once you get into your settings, there's going to be a couple of buttons in your studio. And you're going to have a YouTube studio. You click on that. And once you scroll down, you're going to see monetization. That word's right there.
Monetization.
You can't mess it up. Can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you click on monetization, it's going to show you the prerequisites that you need to be monetized.
Okay.
One of them is, and you need to have all four of these.
Okay.
The first is you have to have at least 1,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get 1,000 subscribers? The
Pray.
First thing, well, you have to have really, really good content.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen overnight unless you literally have done something that is YouTubeable. Like
yeah.
people really want to see. Like the statement you made the other day on that show.
Yeah. yeah.
That probably would have gotten not 1,000 subscribers, but you would have gotten, which is number two, you need about 4,000 viewing hours.
Okay.
So that probably would have gotten 4,000.
I missed my window.
I think so.
I missed my window.
I'm sure you have more opportunities to rectify
okay,
that.
Go on.
So you need 1,000 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
You need 4,000 viewing hours. And viewing hours meaning, let's say you have four videos up.
Mm-hmm.
If I go back and I watch the video four, five, six times, and each video that you have up is an hour long, that's 60 minutes,
okay.
right? So if I go back and I watch that one video, that's 60 minutes, four times, that's 240 minutes that
mm-hmm.
I've added to these 4,000 hours that I need.
Okay.
Okay? Or 4 hours. So you need for some people, it takes a very long time for them to get the amount of viewing hours.
Okay.
And again, it depends on the topic. It depends on how many videos you have. It depends on how many times people go back and watch it, how many times people share it. And you just have to keep being consistent so that you can grow it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a mushroom effect.
Okay.
So the hardest thing is subscription. Getting, especially Bahamians, getting them to subscribe to your channel.
So you mean the click, like, and share. Hi, guys. It's LaToya.
Yeah,
if you liked what you
exactly.
just saw, please click like, share. Do they all have to say it in the same voice? Please click like, share.
You don't
share.
Have to, but that is the YouTube way.
That is the YouTube voice?
It's the YouTube way.
Mm-hmm.
But some people just do it. They put it in the ticker across the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to make sure you have no active infringements against community guidelines.
I imagine that all Bahamians mess that up.
No, not really. Not really. But this is why I directed everyone to where to go, because
mm-hmm.
they will tell you in that checkbox.
What are the infringements?
If you have already, for starters. Because some of us may have already have YouTube channels, and we just need to start building content.
But we
may have done something that we didn't realize.
More than likely,
we screwed it up.
Yeah.
If that has happened, you create a new page. But you will have to start.
So it's like YouTube
scratch.
Salvation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, they will still recognize who you are, but it's a new page with a new account, new
yes.
information, so they won't penalize you.
Okay.
Your penalty is that you're starting from scratch. That's your penalty.
Okay.
And then you have to make sure, what's the fourth? You have subscriptions, the amount of viewing hours, making sure that you follow the guidelines, and then you also have to make sure that you don't break any copyright infringement laws. And that's where Bahamians fall down.
Yeah, because we copycat a lot, so.
Yes. And not just Bahamians, but a lot of people get on YouTube automatically and they think, and I made this mistake as a rookie when I started YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not monetized, by the way, but I have clients that are. So
okay.
I know how it works. And I've worked with other people that are monetized. I have other influencer friends that I've worked with them and helped them get monetized.
Mm-hmm.
And their videos are specific.
Okay.
So I have a hair influencer, a
mm-hmm.
beauty influencer who focuses on hair. She started off with 20,000. She's from Cayman
mm-hmm.
Islands. She started with 20,000 followers. The minute she started posting every single day, a new, like, obviously she would do 6 or 7 recordings mm-hmm. and then edit them. And then she started going from once a week to almost every day, just a little catch up. Oh, okay.
Hey guys, yeah. My hair is wet today. Exactly. It's wet. Look, see, wet hair.
And tested. Before you knew it, she had brands reaching out to her, wanting her to test their products and do, a little informational and review mm-hmm. on the page. And so the subscription started going up, and then the likes started going up, the views started going up. Now she's monetized. She has over 100,000 followers on,
wow.
yeah, on YouTube. Yeah. 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I have to double check her YouTube numbers, but I know it's enough for monetization. I think it's about 70,000 followers okay. on
some of what you find on these platforms. I see someone's calling the phone line. Don't go anywhere, call. I'm coming. Some of the stuff that you see, though, a lot of it seems like very random based. Like, it doesn't sound as structured as you're talking about now.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm. Because I actually know somebody that is monetized, mm-hmm. right, by YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And literally the only thing the guy does is takes videos of planes taking off. That's it.
Like, yeah. Well, you'll be surprised.
Why is this?
There is a demographic of children, I have one of them,
mm-hmm.
who will sit in front of a television and watch planes take off and land.
All day?
Blame the wonderful world of Roblox and
Minecraft. Can I tell you, I didn't even know that. Could I tell you, I didn't even know that you could sit at the airport and videotape. I didn't know you could do this.
Yeah.
I thought this was illegal.
You'd be surprised.
I can't use my camera in the airport. Why could I use it out the airport, right? Doesn't make sense.
Well, there are certain videos that you can put up that will automatically guarantee you monetization. And there are certain videos that are banned from guaranteeing you monetization. And like I said, with the copyright, for instance, let's say if we put this video up today,
mm-hmm.
Your theme song, your intro song to your show would
get a flag.
Well, not even get a flag, would make you ineligible automatically for monetization.
So I'd have
That's
to make
why
like
you
a
see
really
all these generic
Gumbezong.
Stuff. Yeah.
Listen to Unleash with Evan Miller.
Yeah, it has to be something all yours, and you have to be the owner. You have to have usage rights and ownership rights in order for you to be considered for monetization.
Someone wants to ask you a question. Let's let them ask a question, then we shift gears. Good morning, caller. You're on. Is the call there? Not there? Perfect. So,
sorry, caller.
Let's talk about what it is that you do on YouTube, because you're at YouTube and Instagram. Like, can I tell you, I know people that salivate. I do. It's true. I know people
that
salivate. I know people
that's a scary
thought. Yeah, they consume every single thing that you put out there, right?
Really?
Like people, people don't really follow me very much because I'm very wordy, and this is probably going to turn out to be 1,200 words, right?
So you need to start doing vlogs then.
I know. I just see, and that's the problem.
No,
it is,
but you'd make
it
so
is
much
just
money.
Hit me. See, when the you know, like in the Bible, right? They said, "Then came the Spirit of the Lord unto Moses," right? That's just, it's kind of hit me like that. Like, then came the Spirit of
the
Lord.
Well, that's why you
me.
Always have to have your phone in your hand and make sure you have enough storage space on your phone to record, and then get an editing app.
Yeah. See, I need one little editing gal to do all of this. By the time I finish, bam, she just, you know, like, okay. I am the magic. Like, all I want to do is I just want to be the magic.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I want
to
show up
and pay a team.
Be the magic.
You want to pay people like me.
Right. And then when the magic leaves me, I want them to like drag me off the stage with like patting me.
The fairy dust.
Yeah, patting me and just covering me in a cloak. You know, like back in the day.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work.
Doesn't happen
that
way.
Sorry, only at Disney.
I missed it. Let's take one of these calls. Come on and call. You're on.
Oh, great show. Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 13-year-old. She doesn't like the way she looks. She always has to put on a hat, or I got to buy wigs and nails and all this stuff for her. I'm wondering, how could I monetize her by doing a video before and after to encourage people to love who they are? Could I hang up and listen? Because I can't hear you too well on the phone.
Sure. He's trying to get his daughter, who is interested in, changing her look all the time. She wears hats, wigs, all kind of stuff. And he's just wondering, like, if there is a market for that. Like, hey, this is what I look like pre-hat. This is what I look like post-hat.
Yeah. So, two things. Thanks for your question, caller. I will say, because you have an adolescent, the wonderful world of platforms and the internet, it can be very cruel. So let's start there. Making sure that your child is ready to be in front of a camera and be recorded.
Right.
That's the first thing you need to look at. Their confidence level is something that's affected by people's responses. And when you put them into a world where they're going to be judged immediately. You have to make sure they're strong enough to be able to handle the comments that are coming. Mm. So let's start with that, making sure that your child is mentally and psychologically prepared to handle comments that are coming. Because the minute you put them in front of social media, you're going
to
have comments.
They become open to it. Okay? Yeah.
And so if that's not a problem or concern, I would say the first thing you need to do is get her vlogging equipment.
Yeah.
Get her a camera, a camera phone, a ring light,
a stand.
All the basics.
Yeah. I don't know if they're basic. They cost like $90.
Well, no, you can go on Amazon and buy a kit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can go on Amazon and buy a kit of everything.
That's why I bring smart people.
Yeah, you can have green screens, you can have backdrops, you can have the whole shebang. Go on Amazon and buy her a kit. And then you get one of those editing apps, like I was mentioning. Mm. There's so many. You can go on, if you have an Android, you can go to Play Store, or you can go on your iPhone and go to the App Store, and you can find the editing app that helps you to edit the videos. She can also even, if you don't want to go and spend the money, you can use a platform like Instagram or Facebook that allows you, they have Reels now, R-E-E-L-S. Mm. And you can let her record herself with it before, and then she can do it after, in the same reel and post both. Once she starts building up those video contents, they start sharing them on YouTube.
People will come.
Share them with friends and family first. Let them know that's the best way to get the type of feedback that you need. Test it out and get their opinions. What do you think about this? What sort of guidance? What sort of mistakes? How can she do something a little different, do something better? But there is definitely a market for that. Before and afters that's all the rage for young people. It's trending, actually. Hit me up at letsworkatthehannawaygroup.com and I can give you some more information or insight on how you can help your daughter.
They're going to say, you say that too quickly. Letsworkatthehannawaygroup.com. You got that? Let's take one more call, Toya, and then we just shift gears. Good morning, caller. You're on. Is it there?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I wanted to catch that email address to hit her up, but you can give me that information later. First, when you started your show, you mentioned a quote by Trivago Lang, which you disagreed with, and then you went on to give your rendition of what you felt that the entrepreneur should be about. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a discrepancy with both you and Trivago Lang and what you said.
Okay.
Because what this lady is doing now is what needs to be done to be successful, and money will just be a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is serving a need. This show right now is one of the best you've ever had.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Okay. I mean, and this woman is so informative. I would want to ask her, from a businessman point of view, are you married?
Very married, actually.
You know? So I suppose she is.
Okay. Very married.
I mean, and ma'am, you are serving humanity's need. I could fly into Nassau and attend one of your symposiums or training session. Okay? But to the point I wanted to make is this. When you identify a need, okay, you need not worry about money.
Mm.
It becomes a coincidence.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it is. And here it is, this lady, I don't get a name,
Latoya,
but I'll
Moxie.
Get that as you go on. Mm-hmm. This lady is actually demonstrating that to you, because I want a service.
Well,
what I'm saying?
Check out her website. It is
thehannawaygroup.com.
Yeah.
What is it?
The Hannah, H-A-N-N-A.
The Hannah.
Way, W-A-Y.
W-A-Y.
Group, G-R-O-U-P.
Group.
.com.
.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I congratulate you. I mean, and you said so much on this show today. That is so informative, so constructive. Even your host I notice is taking it in. But God bless you.
Thank you.
Fantastic show.
Thank you very much.
HannahWayGroup.com.
That's it.
Okay, all the best.
All right. So let's talk about what you do on your YouTube platform.
Yes.
You have an Instagram platform. That's the one that
I have a couple.
I think that's the one for the fiends, right? Like, no, seriously, like on so on Instagram, you're like an Instagram rock star, right? Like,
you with come three out, followers.
You come up with like the cloak people faint. I know that.
She's so silly.
And then you do something on YouTube. That's a bit different. What are the differences between the two?
Okay, so I have a lifestyle type of experience that I create for people on Instagram.
Mm.
I changed my Instagram from personal to creator about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Because I love fashion. Mm-hmm. I love traveling. I love fine dining. All the things that I love to do.
You mean being a Bahamian woman? You love being a Bahamian woman. Go on.
Being a particular type of Bahamian woman, yes. Okay. We like to eat. We like to dress. We like to go out. We like things. We
check all the boxes. Go yes. on.
So I decided that I wanted to create a page that was a shadow of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will come up to me and ask me, oh, where'd you get this dress? Or, oh, I love your hair. Who does it? Who? All sorts of questions. So I felt like this was a platform where I could share that without having to answer 10,000 questions a day.
Okay.
So, and it's also an opportunity to engage with people that I would probably never meet mm-hmm. in person because mm-hmm. I am really an extroverted introvert. You'll mm-hmm. see the better side of me behind a phone or a screen
yeah.
or a camera.
Yeah.
Or if you know me personally. So this was an opportunity for me to just showcase all of that lifestyle. Nothing personal, nothing about my family. Or relationships, or like I'm not the guru on those sorts of things, mm-hmm. so I keep that sort of stuff kind of tight-lit and private,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the successful, one of the most successful things I've ever done, like being able to find a niche and share it with people. I'm still very much a micro-influencer, and that's intentional, because I, being in marketing, I realized before a lot of people that having quantity followers is better, I'm sorry, quality followers is better than having quantity followers.
Yeah.
And you have a better engagement with your people.
So you've created like little LaToya Ites?
No, I wouldn't call it that. I've created a platform where people follow me for the things that they enjoy.
Sure.
I'll say that.
Neil Ellis created Montable Rights 30 years ago.
Well, yeah, and that's working and out that very
worked.
Well for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that worked.
Yeah, so I created a platform where...
Morning, Bishop.
Yeah, I love fashion, style, travel, fine dining, that sort of stuff, and I share that and people engage it, they love it. Some people won't, some people don't. Some people say it's fake, they don't think it's real because I only share a certain part of my life, and that's fine too. And again, going back to what I said before, you have to be able to be strong enough to hold the critics mm-hmm. because they will come.
Sure.
As with everything, the pendulum swings both ways.
Yeah, yeah. And so, what you find is the exactly the reason people love you will be the exact reason people hate you.
Exactly. And so you can't let that stuff bother you. What I do normally, I'm not... social media platforms can be so addictive.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to make sure that you're grounded in the real world as well.
Because
mm-hmm. sometimes people, they will post and be like, oh, I only got 3 likes today.
No. I want to talk about the people that need to turn it down. Like, you are Zsa Zsa Lafleur in Instagram. In Nassau, you are LaToya Hannah Moxie. And I need you to come over here and sit down and drink this beer. And I only have a plastic cup. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes, because I know people that are influencers, and I know what their influence platforms are like, and I'm like, we in the Grove now. Yeah. You could turn that off. But so tell me a little bit. I know you have a TV series
yes.
on YouTube.
So
go on, tell me about
my,
that. We got 4 minutes.
Okay, so my Instagram is all about my lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
But my television show,
mm-hmm.
which it was a television show, it's now a YouTube series mm-hmm. called A Seat at the Table.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show that I started 3 seasons ago.
Okay.
The third season actually airs on YouTube this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And
it doesn't have a time because it's on YouTube.
Well, that's the joy mm-hmm. of, and that's another thing. I know the major networks will probably hate me for saying this, but virtual and web-based television
takes the leash off,
kicking
yes.
the lid off of everything.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a some sort of smart device, streaming device, something in their hand. Mm-hmm. And so if you're on a plane, you can watch the show. If you can press pause and come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really do that with network television or cable. So that's one of the pros of actually having that. There's pros and cons to both, but that's a pro of having mm-hmm. a show. Having a show like mine, 3 p.m. is when it airs. Mm-hmm. And then after 3 p.m. on Sunday, you can watch that at
what is
any
it called?
Time. It's called A Seat at the Table.
So what is it about?
A Seat at the Table talk show is a female-focused talk show. I'm all about female empowerment. And not just empowerment in positivity and rainbows and sunshine. No, we talk about some really deep hearted situations and topics that you would either sit around the kitchen table with your girlfriends and chat about, or things that you may even be embarrassed to talk about aloud. Because, you know, a lot of people think that women are similar to children. They should be seen and not heard.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime a woman or a female is very vocal about an experience, a thought,
we have to put it in a box.
They're typecasted. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate. So creating this show was an opportunity for me to allow people to express themselves and have a stronger voice.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what we want to talk about.
Sure.
Some of the issues we face in the workplace, some of the challenges we face as women, dealing with our bodies, relationships, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Sunday, we kick off with breast cancer awareness.
Breast cancer awareness.
Yeah. This is the last Friday of the month. I should have been wearing pink.
Yeah, yeah. I got on my almost pink shirt.
Well, you're representing for us. For us, for the Tatas.
Yes. Yes. Because I'm a Tata appreciator. Go on.
Good. So we're going to kick off with breast cancer awareness mm-hmm. topic. And then we talk about mental health. It's not going to be all deep, dark,
sure,
topics.
Sure.
We're going to have some very lighthearted topics. And you can catch us every Sunday, a new show for the next 8 weeks. And our season finale, which is Men versus Women, is going to be the best one because we bring on, well, you're part of this.
I'm in there.
Dun, dun, dun. So you don't want to miss it. We just wrap up all of the topics of the show and give men an opportunity to speak, because all season, we don't allow them to
give
speak.
Give them the website again.
It is, you can go on YouTube and search A Seat at the Table Talk mm-hmm. Show, or you can go on Instagram or Facebook and put in A Seat at the Table Talk Show.
All right, we got to go. The news is next. Y'all don't kill one another. Leave it my lime out of here.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nashville.